And taking a look at sports, two of the biggest football games of the season in college football were played yesterday, one in the afternoon and one in the evening on New Year's Eve. Top-ranked Clemson Tigers and second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide have earned their trips to the national championship in Arizona. The two teams will square off in the college football playoff championship game by dominating the second half of their respective semifinal games. Clemson trailed by a point before outscoring Oklahoma 21-0 in the second half of a 37-17 rout of the fourth-ranked Sooners. The Tigers quarterback Deshaun Watson ran for a touchdown and threw for another while rolling up 332 total yards. He completed 16 of his 31 throws for 187 yards, including a 35-yard touchdown to Hunter Renfro that gave Clemson some breathing room late in the third quarter. The Heisman finalists also ran for 145 yards on 24 carries, scoring the Tigers' first touchdown on a 5-yard run. Clemson ran for over 300 yards, with Wayne Gallman carrying 26 times for 150 yards and two scores. Gallman's four-yard TD run with 10:28 remaining capped the scoring. Baker Mayfield was 26 of 41 for 311 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions for the Sooners. They didn't score after Mayfield hit Mark Andrews for an 11-yard touchdown with a minute 34 left in the first half. Clemson will carry a 14-0 record into that championship game. The Tide are 13-1 following their 38-0 pounding of Michigan State. Jake Coker shredded the Spartans' defense by completing 25 of his 30 passes for 286 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions. Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry had a pair of TD runs while carrying 20 times for 75 yards. Freshman Calvin Ridley grabbed both of Coker's scoring strikes and had eight receptions for 138 yards. Connor Cook struggled in leading Michigan State's attack, going 19 of 39 for 210 yards and two interceptions. Cook didn't get any help from the Spartans running backs, who finished with just 29 yards on 26 carries. Michigan State's only trip to the red zone ended with Cyrus Jones intercepting a pass at the goal line late in the first half. Arizona will be looking for its, Alabama will be looking for its fourth national title in nine seasons under Coach Nick Saban. Clemson is one victory away from its second championship, its first since 1981. The first New Year's Eve bowl game went to 14th-ranked Houston as Greg Ward Jr. threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as the Cougars outscored number 9 Florida State 38-24 in the Peach Bowl. Ward passed for 238 yards and ran for 67 yards as Houston scored the most points allowed by the Seminoles this season. The Cougars led 21-3 at halftime and improved to 13-1. Sean McGuire was intercepted four times as Florida State fell to 10-3. In other college bowl game news, TCU quarterback Trevon Boykin has been suspended by the team after being charged with felony assault of a police officer in a bar Thursday morning. The incident took place in San Antonio, where TCU is getting ready for the Alamo Bowl. Boykin was being heckled by fans, and when police arrived, he took a swing and made contact with a police officer. The suspension brings to an end his career and prevents him from showcasing his talents for the pro scouts one final time. Taking a look at some college basketball scores for the women's play yesterday. It was a game you heard here on KJN. Iowa beating Nebraska on the road, 74-68 the final in that one. Seton Hall beat Creighton 86-82, and Wisconsin over Indiana 73-69 in women's hoops yesterday. In men's college basketball, Ron Baker scored 14 points. Fred Van Vliet added 13, and Wichita State beat Drake 67-47 on Thursday for their 8th straight victory. Baker was 3 for 4 from the 3-point range as Wichita State made 8 of 24 from distance. Zach Brown added 10 points for Wichita State, which has won 6 straight Missouri Valley Conference openers. Cale Abrahamson hit a 3-pointer for Drake to tie it at 25 all before Wichita State closed on an 8-0 run with a Baker 3-pointer for a 33-25 halftime lead. The Shockers started the second half on a 13-2 run with balanced scoring from Van Vliet, Brown, and Anton Grady, as Drake only made one field goal in the first 6 minutes. Abrahamson and Graham Woodward scored 12 points apiece for Drake, who falls to 5-8. The Bulldogs were held to 16 of 43 shooting and were out-rebounded 38-28, and it turned it over 18 times in that game. Well, the new year begins with the Iowa Hawkeyes' first appearance in the Rose Bowl in 25 years. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz and the rest of the team have been in California since Christmas Eve preparing for the game. He was asked this week about the long drought since the Hawkeyes have played in this game.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a factor. But, you know, I think the thing we would we've shared with our football team, we've played in a lot of big games, and for us, every game this year has been extremely big. You know, we've been in a playoff mode since week one.
Thousands of Hawkeye fans started pouring in around midweek, and there's expected to be a healthy amount of black and gold in the stadium. Farron says the atmosphere could be similar to what they saw in Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game.
We anticipate a really enthusiastic following here. Our fans have been tremendous historically.
Stanford was in back-to-back Rose Bowls in 2013 and 14, but Coach David Shaw says that doesn't diminish the excitement of playing in this one. He got a laugh after saying he expects there will be a few Stanford fans at the game. Shaw says being in the game more recently than Iowa won't be any big advantage today, as it will be the same atmosphere.
There's an energy in the air. There's an excitement in the air. There's clear lines of delineation based on the apparel of which side is for which team. And both sides are energetic and passionate, and there's still, run out on the field in a couple of big games before. There's still nothing like running out on the field at the Rose Bowl.
He says it will be the same for the players. They will feel the emotion of the stadium and the moment.
There's nothing that's old hat. So whether you've been here once or you've been here three times, you feel how special it is on that game day.
Former Iowa quarterback and now Big Ten Network analyst Chuck Long knows what it will be like when Iowa's C.J. Beathard goes under center to take a snap for the first time in the Rose Bowl.
It's an adrenaline rush. I mean, he's going to feel that adrenaline rush. He'll feel it in a pregame warm-up when you start to feel it and you see the crowd coming in. And it just the scene from the Rose Bowl floor is not like any other, really, nationally. And he's a first-year starting quarterback and going to a big bowl game. It's not like he's in my case. I started off with the Peach Bowl and obviously a great bowl, and then the Gator Bowl, and then the Freedom Bowl, and then built up to the Rose Bowl.
But Long expects Beathard to handle the initial adrenaline rush and play well.
Just being around him, he's going to handle it well. He's got great demeanor. He's been around football all his life.
Former Hawkeye and now radio analyst Ed Podolak is expecting a rugged game.
Similar game to what we had with Michigan State. There are two teams that play the same type of football. They're going to try to make you give up. They're going to challenge your will. There's not going to be too much in the way of fancy football. It's going to be who wants it, who's trained the best for it. And so I think it ends up being an exciting type football for me to watch because it's blocking and tackling.
He says his one big concern is the return game of Stanford.
At times, we have been inefficient, I think, punting the ball this year. And I don't know if you can punt the ball to their team and not expect to get hurt. So I'm sure that the coaches have looked at that, and they're going to try to keep the ball toward the sidelines when it comes to kicking.
Fifth-ranked Stanford will be looking for their 12th win against two losses, while the sixth-ranked Hawkeyes are looking for their 13th win against one loss. Kickoff is set for 4:10 Central Time. Pregame here on the Hawkeye Radio Network today on KJN will begin at 2 o'clock. And many are predicting today's Rose Bowl game will be a close one that could turn on one or two plays. Hawkeye kicker Marshall Kane has been a key figure as Iowa played a lot of close games this season, and he came through in the clutch with a 57-yard field goal as time expired to beat Pittsburgh on September 19th. The Rose Bowl Stadium provides a new environment and grass surface to kick from, but he says that shouldn't be a factor if he's called on late in the game, as he's heard it's a great place to play. He says kicking off the grass doesn't require a lot of adjustment.
You know, you can catch a little more ground on the grass rather than, you know, the turf, but and it's really not too different.
Kane says he'll be ready to go if he's needed.
And definitely, I'm always ready. I have a routine I go through during the game, and I'll be ready if my number is called. And we put in the work in the off season, and as a unit, we feel confident that we'll go out and execute.
Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan has played in the Rose Bowl before and could be called upon to lead a last second drive. If that's the case, he has confidence his offense can get it done against the Hawkeye defense.
It's definitely a challenge where you have to not necessarily be looking for stuff pre-snap, but after the ball snap, you got to see what they're doing. So it's going to be a lot of post-snap reads, a lot of adjustments after the ball snapped.
Many teams stay away from Hawkeye All-American defensive back Desmond King, but Hogan says that's not something he's thinking about.
I wouldn't say it's too much of a factor. I mean, he's a great player. He's definitely a great player. But I know we're not going to, like, shy away from him. We're going to go through our reads, go through our progressions, and they haven't seen a receiving corps like ours all year. And so it's going to be an exciting challenge. And
once again, that game will be a pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 4:10. Sports this morning has been brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.